This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor.
Take her from the younger generation or innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. All right, so we got this this NFL draft topic with the Mel Kiper player rankings. It's pretty amazing because one of the things that you hope for is you hope when you're trying to make a next level jump, and I think that's clear that that's where the Lions are. I don't think of this year as a huge indictment on their roster. I think things didn't work out for them this year. They had some bad luck with injuries. Schedule was tougher. Then they got out of sync. Like there was something that specifically offensively, they struggled up front. And these are things that can get addressed year to year. I think this draft, and Mel isn't the be all end all, right? He's not by any stretch of the imagination. This is not a Bible that should be adhered to and followed as, you know, word coming down from on high on stone tablets. But it looks like 17 might really align with positions they need.
Yeah, it really could. And something that might throw a wrench in this is the decision from Dante Moore to go back to college, because a lot of people thought that was going to be the number two overall pick. And if that prevents the Jets from taking a quarterback, if they're not convinced they need to take a quarterback and they take something else, it slides everybody else, you know, ahead. And it could be an issue. Unless some other team decides to take Ty Simpson ahead of when they would have. I don't know. I like the mix of players. I do.
Yep.
And, you know, it's you're just given like the position group. Hey, this guy's the highest at this position. This guy's the highest at that position.
Doesn't mean they're good players.
No, but it also doesn't mean that that's where they should be ranked or whatever. It's Mel's rankings. That's fine. We need fresh Mel. We go to fresh Mel. But it's like you look at Reuben Bain, who has his 13 at defensive end or edge rusher. And yeah, there's a lot to like there. It's 16. He's got Akeem Mesidor, who's his teammate.
Yep.
So when you're watching the game next week, and you're watching those two bookend defensive ends, these edge rushers, go at Fernando Mendoza, it's interesting to watch for a couple of reasons. One, to see which guy's better, perhaps, or also to see how the offensive lineman for Indiana handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've got a highly rated tackle in Carter Smith, I believe, right?
Yep.
So there's a lot to watch with next week's game, but there's a lot of players that do fit the bill, and you don't have to be, you know, pigeonholed into, I have to have an edge rusher. I have to have a tackle. I have to have a cornerback. Now, it's interesting, the corner he's got in Jermaine McCoy.
Yeah.
Didn't play all last year with a torn ACL. So you're taking a chance on the guy who's in injured history there. And
right.
I think that would scare some Lions fans away from that.
248-539-9797. Which of those positions do you want the most? In the meantime, a ton of feedback coming in on a variety of things we've kicked around. including the John Hollinger story on The Athletic about how he would not take a big swing if he were the Detroit Pistons, because in his estimation, you really don't know who you are. Regular season success be damned. You don't know who you are until you get into like an Eastern Conference final, have a 7-game series, and some team really has a chance to exploit one of your weaknesses. And that's when the real story is told about who you are in the NBA. And since the Pistons haven't had that experience yet, he would not take a big swing. He would save that big swing for maybe next year or this offseason to address if something pops up. Here's feedback coming in. Justin in Roseville says, that former NBA executive is sitting on his couch instead of guiding a franchise. Should you really listen to that guy's advice? Well, Justin, yes. Yes, I actually will. More so than my own, Gators, any caller's opinion. That guy knows way more about it than any of us. Now, is he as good as all the GMs in the league right now? Probably not. That doesn't mean he's not a credible voice on a topic.
Oh, I can listen to his advice. I just disagree with it.
Yeah. And you can disagree with it. There's nothing wrong with that. I think, but if you're trying to discredit a guy who was in an NBA front office for giving his opinion when asked, I will tell you that his opinion, I hope you value his opinion more than you value my opinion or Gator's opinion on that topic.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I know when it comes to the NBA, you are Mr. NBA here at the station.
These are facts.
Hardly a day goes by where you're not citing something from a random Sacramento Wizards game the night before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators. Keep making a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Yeah, I disagree with Hollinger is it's a wait and see approach, which I don't think you can be a GM of a basketball team right now and have a wait and see approach. There's a sense of urgency. You've got a chance to really take advantage of this conference. They're the top team in the conference right now by record. I think they're also the top team in the conference by the way they play. I don't think it's just the record. I think they actually are the best team in the conference. So if you're going to treat it as such, then that means you've got a real shot to get to the NBA Finals if you think it's the best team. How do they stack up against the West? Everyone seems to say, well, they wouldn't. They can't. Okay. Is there a move out there that could be made that can get you there? And as we discussed yesterday, I think there is a path to get there. Without giving up too much of your core group of players that are really helping things out. Would it mess things up chemistry-wise? That's the risk you take. And I'm concerned about that because I think that there's great chemistry on this team. But I think that comes from J.B. Bickerstaff. I think he's the guy that instills that.
Feedback, next text, I totally agree with Hollinger. The young guys have to be tested. Next text, I'll say it. Run it with our current Pistons team this year. I think they really are that good. I think they can find a way to beat OKC. Next text. I agree with the former NBA executive to an extent. I love our team and I see many of these young guys as untouchable, but Ivy and Tobias must be packaged and traded before the deadline or they're walking for free. I don't want a Giannis move, but a move that got a forward that can shoot threes seems super necessary.
That text is pretty much spot on how I feel. This is the perfect timing to do this. With Tobias's expiring contract, Jay Nivey is going to become a restricted free agent. You have available players as Michael Porter Jr., Trey Murphy, whatever your choice is. You know, Porter Jr. for most people. Yeah. And he's not on a long-term deal. He's only got two more years on his deal, Michael Porter Jr. So you're not crazy locked in. And yes, I'm very curious of how this team would play it out, this current team. But this is not a guessing game for me. If you can get someone who is an established scorer in this league who's playing very well right now in Michael Porter Jr., and you don't have to give, you have to give up guys. Two guys are on quote unquote expiring contracts already. Jaden Ivey's going to be a restricted free agent, but and Tobias Harris?
And Ivey's not really contributing right now. It's not that he won't, and I think he's got a high ceiling, like you mentioned earlier. He does. But right now, on this team, he's not really contributing to the Pistons. So to move him with that expiring contract, and Tobias Harris might be a chemistry guy and a glue guy, but bringing in somebody that would be more of a contribute more than those two guys combined, makes all the sense in the world.
I think the Pistons are 13-2 without Tobias Harris this year. He's averaging a career low in points. He's only getting older. Now's the time to move him. And I like Tobias Harris, but this makes all the sense in the world. And no Jason Tatum, no Tyrese Haliburton. Now is the time.
If that's realistic. That's the big if, right? Is it seems too good to be true that you could land a player like that, like Michael Porter Jr., and give up a player like Tobias, who's got an expiring contract. That's why he's valuable. Jaden Ivey, who has high upside, but he's been hurt and hasn't really, you know, gotten up to speed just yet, even though they're playing him 20 minutes a game. And then you're talking about draft capital, which doesn't matter.
248-539-9797. I really wish that the Pistons played OKC or San Antonio before the trade deadline, because they seem like two teams that are going to be vying for the West. I mean, I guess I shouldn't dismiss Denver, but at the end of the day, and they will play Denver in a couple weeks before the trade deadline, but I'd love to see them against the league's best as another data point to how close they are, not to winning the East, but winning the whole thing.
I saw what they did to New York.
What's that?
I saw what they did to New York. That was pretty good. That's the team that's thought of as being one of the better teams in the East. But I understand your point about you got to see it in the West. Okay. But can't change the schedule.
But I'm just saying, the point is, I think they are good enough to win the East right now. And I think they've proven that. I don't know if they're good enough to win the whole thing. I wish they'd played those. Like, they have two games against Oklahoma City after the trade deadline. If it was perfect, they'd play them twice before the trade deadline. Hey, it's Doug Karsh here to tell you that Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights is ready to warm up the winter with hot deals, like a three-year lease on a 2026 Chevy Trax LT for just $329 a month with $1,999 down. You heard it right, $239. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights, 87-SAY-SARAH or saysarah.com. Together, let's drive. With GM employee discount through Ally Bank, 10,000 miles per year, plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends February 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're a few weeks into the new year, and I want to check in. How are those lifestyle resets going? Maybe you're tightening up your exercise routine, finally learning that new skill, or attempting to eat a bit healthier. We all know that starting the year strong is a lot easier and much more delicious when you have the right fuel. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. Stay satisfied, keep your energy up, and fuel your daily routine with premium portion proteins delivered right to your door. Omaha Steaks have been America's original butcher since 1917. We're talking about five generations of uncompromising quality, backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Their variety is unmatched. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, seafood, and versatile chicken, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
Have you been diagnosed with head or neck cancer? At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. Proton therapy means increased precision, reducing side effects like dry mouth, difficulty swallowing, and the loss of taste as compared to conventional radiation. If you've been diagnosed, don't wait. Get your second opinion today and see KC's largest, most experienced proton therapy team. Visit kcpi.com, Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.